is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure, boy.
Y'all gonna make me
lose my mind.
We are curious. Why men's room?
Why does it happen? I'm Larry King.
So true, Dick.
That is so true, Dick.
Thank you, Ryan.
Okay, here we go. Let's put 10 minutes on the clock.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah.
Here we go at 877-365-3636. Loaded, loaded. What am you saying?
I love when you play good music.
All right, it's time to play Make Us Laugh.
Yeah.
877-365-3636.
We're certainly in the mood for it now.
Uh-huh. We're playing for $200 in cash.
American cash.
Dollars.
Here we go. We start with the first call.
Right.
And hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Us Laugh for $200.
How many kids with ADD does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Let's ride bikes.
No, well.
Not a dent. I should say that for the first call.
Right. Shields up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A memo to the Fred Rogers guy. Mr. Rogers had way more than 5 catchphrases in his 30-year career. Come on. There's no, hi, neighbor, or, hey, what happened? Or I got a widow wed wagon.
Okay, and good day to you.
Unique, creative, and admired.
Unfunny fellow. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
That would be us.
Hey, okay, old man's sitting on a porch one day, and a boy walks down the street with a bunch of chicken wire over his shoulder. Old man's like, boy, get over here. Boy's like, what would you with all that chicken wire? Boy's like, I'll catch me some chickens. Old man says, boy, you can catch a chicken with no chicken wire.
Thank you.
Occasionally, if the diction is not there.
And we know it's going to be a very long journey, we like to cut it short.
Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Hey, I have confidence in this one.
Come on. Here we go. Big Friday, make us laugh.
Okay. Kid gets home from school one day, and dad has his mom bent over the couch, and dad's just going to town.
You know, again, disqualified because he's, like, on a speakerphone while he's moving furniture.
Right. Yeah. Very frustrating.
Can we please just have your undivided attention?
We really can't have you doing this casually.
Take it as seriously as we do.
Please do.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
All right. Two twin brothers, Hee-Haw and Doo-Dah, go fishing off the end of the dock behind their house. They cast off. Doo-Dah gets a hit. He stands up. He falls into the lake. Now, neither boy knows how to swim. So Hee-Haw, his brother, runs up to the house, busts through the door, but Hee-Haw stutters. And he goes up to his mom, and he starts in with, and mom says, calm down, Hee-Haw. Remember what we worked on. Try singing the problem. It'll come out smoothly. So Hee-Haw takes a deep breath, and he goes, guess who drowned in the lake today? Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Oh, boy. You know, I was kind of giggling through the whole delivery, and then...
You're like a cheap floozy there.
Boy, and then just total disappointment with the punchline.
Hopeful. Hello, Don and Mike Show. My name, last name Power, first name Will.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Although I'm ready to crumble like the Berlin Wall.
Good for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good for you.
Good for you, Mike. And vote for Mayor Bloomberg.
I certainly hope he gets to the race.
I'll see you on Montrose Road tonight, will I not?
Of course I will. I certainly hope that everybody gets out of the parking lots in a timely fashion.
Hello, make us laugh.
Hello?
Yes, please make us laugh.
Okay, do you mind work-related stories?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not if you
okay. I was a paramedic, went to this house early in the morning. They said someone was in cardiac arrest. They were doing CPR. I got there. We worked on this person for good grief, probably 20 minutes, and finally decided we couldn't do any more for them. Went up to the family. My first time having to tell them, I said, listen, very sorry about your mom passing. We did everything we possibly could. We talked to the doctors, and they said, what do you mean about mom? Mom's right here. That's dad. Talk about how small can you possibly feel. The biggest set of man boobs I've ever seen in my life.
Not bad.
Again,
you know, really nice story, but not a laugher. Yeah, I
good
was a
story.
That was really a good story. It's not a winner, but it was a really good story.
Well, thank
That's what like you could send to the back of a magazine, right? That would be like smiles for everybody.
Yeah, and that had to be. I mean, as a paramedic, that probably had to be a pretty horrible, experience.
All in a day's work.
And hello, Don and Mike Show. I mean, wouldn't you figure it out? Though, boy, your mom has a nice penis. I mean,
that's not where you give CPR, though.
Yeah, but wouldn't the boobs be hairy? Well, it is, Mike, if you really want the person to come back to life.
Good doctor, and Lou.
You want to liven them up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
An elephant and a naked man sitting on a park bench. The elephant looks to the naked man and says, you pick up peanuts with that?
Gee, you know what? We never heard that one before.
And hi. Another bad phone.
Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, what did the fish say when he swam into a brick wall?
What?
Damn.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, what do you call four Mexicans drowning?
What?
Cuatro cinco.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Yeah,
take your time.
How come
you called?
Did he hang up?
He bailed.
No, there he's gone.
He bailed. That's
just how come.
I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing at any jokes, so it doesn't count.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
So, what's Bruce Lee's favorite food?
What?
Wappa!
That water?
Wappa!
Oh, wappa?
Wappa! Not funny, though.
I'm not that much of a connoisseur of Bruce Lee films.
Is it like a kung fu, a shortcut? Like, what, Rob?
I have something to say.
What's that?
5 minutes!
Hello.
I've only seen Enter the Dragon.
Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Halftime.
Hey, guys. Why did the lesbian couple make it to Frisco before the gay guy?
What?
Okay, can't use the dirty word.
They can make it lickety-split while the gay guys are packing there.
What is he, a faggot?
Hello.
Yeehaw!
Don Mike Show, hello. See what you're
missing? Okay, I'm ready. Here we go.
See what you're missing with the delay? Hi, make us laugh.
All right. Why isn't driver's ed and sex ed taught in the same class in Afghanistan?
I don't know. Why isn't sex ed, or you could say aren't, but why aren't sex ed and what was the other one?
Sex driver's ed.
Why?
Because it's too hard on the camels. Hoo-ah!
He said in Afghanistan.
Oh, I see.
So he mumbled Afghanistan, the absolute key element of the joke.
That's right.
Sorry about that, ass.
I just heard someone very politely say 4 minutes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, make us laugh.
Why do we call it PMS?
Why do we call it PMS?
Because mad cow disease was already taken.
Hardy, har, har.
Thought I heard a buddy of his laughing in the background.
Sure.
Doing one of
those. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, guess who's still together after all the crap between them?
Who?
Your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Not bad. What's a buck-toothed cow sound like?
Well, start again. You mumbled it.
What does a buck-tooth cow sound like?
What does a buck-tooth cow sound like?
Mm.
Wow, I'm really glad that I clarified the straight line.
Thanks,
on that one.
Mike.
Don and Mike Show, make us laugh.
Yeah, guys, who are you going for in the presidential election, Hillary or Obama?
Hillary.
Oh, come on. Bros before hoes. It's Obama all the way.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Bros before hoes.
Kind of.
3 minutes!
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, I got a joke for him.
Of course you do. Make us laugh. Please try.
Go.
What's the difference between a frog and a peanut butter sandwich?
What?
Frog doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth.
Seriously, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dude.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but now that commercial's out, that's okay to do.
Dude. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Make us laugh. The reason you called.
Mike.
Yeah, we're here. Come on, faster.
Tony Romo.
Welcome to our feature, Keep Us Awake.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
There has to be at least a minimal effort, please.
Hello, make us laugh.
Yes, sir.
God, I feel that my nose is clogging up again now.
Are you going to need to use the neti pot before the end of this segment?
Not unless I break into righteous laughter here, Mike. Any moment. I know that will break the snot bubbles up.
I think we're going to get a minute call pretty soon.
Make us laugh, please.
Couple minutes!
Couple minutes. Hello, what's happening?
Yes. What do you get when you cut a baby in half with a machete?
What?
An erection.
Whoa.
I laughed. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
That's one of the cheese stands alone. Hey, you're smiling though.
Hey,
is he gone already?
He's gone because you didn't actively laugh. It was a slow burn.
Real slow burn.
Yeah. You're going to be okay. Yeah.
I was guilty.
You know, we might have that happens occasionally in this mm-hmm. that we lose that could have been
reaction,
that could have been a winner.
Right.
I looked at you right away, and you looked at me like, and then once the guy was
that
off
is
the
a
line,
real slow burn for me. Yeah. It really because it's so bad.
It's good.
That it takes a while to get to you.
Now that's funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Someone duplicate that, but not
right.
the actual joke.
Right.
Hello, make us laugh, Don and Mike show. Rob, does that mean we're down to
1 minute?
Hello, make us laugh. Oh, come on, you're killing us with this. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh, please.
Oh, I really feel bad about that baby joke.
Did somebody shut down the telephones? Did like everybody in the world?
What happened?
Pause this for a moment.
No.
Timeout.
Really? Are the phones still up?
Yeah.
Let me just make sure.
Call the timeout late in the game.
Okay. All right.
I am feeling so guilty because I am still on that last joke.
Hey, Don and Mike show, make us laugh. Hello.
Don and Mike got an impression for you.
All right, go ahead. All right, thank you.
All right.
Hey, Don and Mike show, make us laugh.
What do you get when you cross Mexican with an octopus?
What?
I don't know, but that SOB sure can't pick lettuce.
Old.
Hi, Don and Mike show, make us laugh.
One is a Packer fan. The other is a Packer fan. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
If olive oil is made out of olives, what's baby oil made out of?
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm not laughing,
right.
But there was a baby in the car.
It's because you're still thinking about erection.
I am. How sick that is.
Okay,
how beautifully inappropriate and sick that is.
As we often do, we will now...
Danger price.
We were going to play for $200. Why don't we play for $2,000?
Okay.
$2,000.
I don't think I've had a joke that has stuck with me for that long. That I've had a delayed reaction on. It is so sick. It is so blissfully sick.
It was fantastic.
It was.
Here we go. This is for $2,000. One shot at the big bucks. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh for $2,000.
What's the difference between meat and fish?
What?
You're not supposed to beat your fish.
Oh, boy. Are you going to up the ante by any chance? You're doing it very quickly this
We're
time.
We're going to double it, Mike, to $4,000.
$4,000 on the line. Let's see what happens.
Please nothing about a baby and a machete.
Mm-hmm.
And please no erections.
That's, man, I feel like we that poor guy, we ripped him off.
You ripped him.
I ripped him. It was my fault. It was my fault because it was such a slow burn.
But you know, it was my fault, too, because as soon as I saw your discerning look, I cut him loose.
Yeah.
If I would have given the deviant,
if I would have given the deviant
in you a chance
right.
to come out.
It's not the greatest make us laugh joke that we've ever heard, no. but it's one with a select group of friends that you could tell that would go over pretty well.
Sure did work today, didn't it?
It did.
Hello, Don and Mike show. $4,000. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
Don and Mike, have you ever heard of rodeo sex? You get the woman down on all four, you're going at it from behind, and you whisper in her ear, your sister likes it this way, too. And you try to hold on for 8 seconds. Mm.
All right, now we're going to get to the most exciting part of Make Us Laugh.
What is going to be the ante? What are you upping the ante to?
$8,000.
Going to prison.
That's, I mean, we're done. That's our budget for the year.
Here we go. $8,000. And it's you, Don, and Mike show. Hello, Make Us Laugh.
Hello?
Make us laugh for $8,000.
Okay, there's a lady. She comes home. She's doing her laundry. She walks by her daughter's room. She hears a noise. She opens the door. Girl's in there going to town. She says, what are you doing? She says, I'm 30 years old. I don't have a man. I live at home. So this is the best it's going to get, Mom. So she lets it go. Next day, father goes home, says the same thing, opens the door, daughter in there, going to town. And
money's safe.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous. Sees the same thing. Says, what's going on? She's got this vibrator. She's going crazy. She says, hey, I'm 38 years old. I live at home. Okay. And the next day, the mom comes in. The dad's sitting on the couch. She hears this noise. He's watching the game. She says, what are you doing? She says, I'm watching the game with my new son-in-law.
Yeah, right. So that's $8,000 that I'm sorry you are not.
It happened on one of them.
Gonna be getting.
Congratulations to everybody that participated in Make Us Laugh today, and my personal apologies to the baby machete joke.
Yeah,
very very sorry about that.
On another day.
Yeah.
Oh, are you still there? No, she's gone.
I was a little slow on the trigger on that one.
Well, that means that money goes back in the hopper.
Happy
for the next time we play the game. Although we could really, really just be jerks and go for one more.
Oh, my God. But if you went with one more, based on your history, you would really have to up the ante.
$16,000.
Oh, Jesus. Now I do get nervous. Now I enter
really?
That. Boy, I might. What if it's such a good. There's always the chance that it's such a good joke that we can't control ourselves.
And that is the beauty of this.
Right. Because, I mean, if it's really funny, we're going to laugh.
It's a high wire.
$16,000.
One shot. $16,000. I got news for you. Our budget for the entire year is $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire year, our giveaway budget. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. We're going to waste $16,000 of it right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Don and Mike buddies.
Make us laugh. No pressure, but this is for $16,000.
What did the Germans say to the clock that went tick, tick, tick?
This money is safe like you wouldn't believe
it. What did the Germans say to the clock that went tick, tick, tick?
We have ways of making you talk.
And that's why
it.
The house always wins.
Very right. Good. Yes, it's a safe casino bet right there.
Ooh, it's actual.
Bravo.
Zippity-ay.
Always love it when we go into the Rob Spiewak collection.
Wonderful day.
He loves the Disney animated features.
Well, no money there, and... we all did get at least one joke that we could use over the weekend.
Yeah,
right?
We got that one that's, that probably won't work with your grandmother, but no. It'll work
being
with
careful,
the boys.
It's very sorry, important to me sure because sorry. I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I'm sorry, I'm just starting to fire off the buzz tape.
I'm yeah. The oldest man in the world. And that's it, folks.
Oh, no, it's time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This is the news, right?
Right.
Hey, what's happening there, Machete?
Tonight, yes. we have more O.J. Simpson news for you.
O.J.'s back.
Yes, he is. He's back.
He's super.
Fantastic.
And the tapes of Jeff Conaway, did we ever get to those?
We did not get to those. The crazy rehab Jeff Conaway from Taxi.
Okay. Let's just hear this for a second.
Okay.
Please. And then we'll get right to Buzz's.
I want
to
hear this.
He's a messed up guy.
I'm not happy.
That's Paula Goldstein.
This is cool, huh, kids? I mean, it's the best rehab I've ever been in, and I've been in them all, baby.
Wow.
You know, I was sitting there last night doing my work, writing. I said, what am I doing? This is my last night. You know, I said, well, in my mind, I should be getting along.
Jeff Conaway from Taxi.
I remember the day with the Gillette. You remember your problem, you know. They were double Gillette razors.
It's like going out with Mike.
New kind of.
Well, we're going to have to recap that because I didn't understand a word of that.
Hold on. There's
wow.
There's one more cut as well, and it's where they have Jeff Conaway taken away in an ambulance.
I bet. Pretty close to it on that last tape.
What is the show, Robbie?
It's Celebrity Rehab.
Celebrity Rehab. Okay, now here is Jeff Conaway again. Mm. The doof that was on Taxi.
Wow.
It was in the movie Grease.
What's happening, buddy? What's going on? Hey, Jeff, come on. What are you feeling? Huh?
What's going on?
I don't know. What's the problem?
I don't know.
You just don't feel good?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I just started getting, like really weird hallucinations.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like, I don't know. Like if I've been strong in the end of... cocaine on the end of straws and smoking and melting all over my teeth and I was looking for my wife and I couldn't find her.
Oh, it gets better.
And I just needed to get away and I didn't know where I was.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. It gets better, Mike.
Hey, guys. I need a paramedic. Hey, it's Dr. Drew.
Paramedic.
He's having Aldrich's psoriasis and a drug withdrawal. He's conscious, but he's not making a lot of sense. Needs transportation down to Huntington ER. I think he had a seizure.
He's completely out of it and delirious.
Jesus. Oh, man. Wow.
Pretty great stuff.
So
huh?
Is this, did they say he's in withdrawal? That's yes. Why he's, I mean, so he's off drugs, but he's doing
according to Dr. Drew, yeah.
When I read the review of this in the paper, it said it's one of the few reality shows that maybe actually will do some good. And one of the Baldwin boys, maybe the Baldwin boy that likes our show.
Daniel?
No, it's another one. Anyway, the one that's in there, is it Billy?
Billy.
The one that's in there is straight, but he's been through it, so he just yells at all of the other has-been celebrities.
I have to watch this show. What network is it on?
VH1.
VH1, very good.
VH1, your Scott Baio network.
Well, that means, there's a good chance, they'll run 11 of them over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. It'll be on every hour, top
good.
Of the hour.
Very good.
What's happening, buddy?
This is cool, huh, kids? I mean, it's the best rehab I've ever been in, and I've been in them all, baby. You know, I was sitting there last night doing my work, the writing. I said, what am I doing? I said, my last night. You know, I said, if I had my mind, I should be getting loaded. I remember the day with the Gillette.
We should give him $16,000. Yeah, just made us laugh.
Absolutely. They were double Gillette razors.
I heard Gillette razors.
Well, we're going to have to recap that because I didn't understand a word of that.
All right, glad we got all that on for you today.
I've listened to the other one a few times, and he's having a hallucination that smoke is coming out of his cocaine straw.
Really?
Yeah, and that's never good, right, Buzz?
Melting, he said. Melting.
Wow.
Right, Buzz?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that's it. The plate is clear.
Yes.
Joe also has a bunch of tapes that we didn't get to today. We'll get to on Monday.
Good.
You remember the Japanese ladies that taught us how to say, I'm having diarrhea?
Yes, yes, remember
Japanese
that well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have an entire,
there's more.
We have an entire new disc of them as well.
Very good.
Where they say things like, is the taxi on the way? Let's go dance. I'll get started on it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Spare me my life. Where is that thing? You got it?
Can spare just... me my life?
Yeah. Now, wow. They're all under these. They're all done with the same tune.
Right.
Is that original song?
Of the diarrhea?
About diarrhea. Mm-hmm. For instance, here's one, a translation, Japanese to American. Is the taxi on the way? You recognize...
They're English lessons is what it is, yeah. Basically.
Is the taxi on its way? Is the taxi on its way?
And I'm having diarrhea.
Here's another one called Let's Go Dance.
Uh-huh.
Let's go dance. Let's go dance.
Let's go dance.
I know we got a break, and we'll just go to right here, the Spare Me My Life.
So she is at that.
Spare me my life. Spare me my life.
I guess anticipating perhaps some trouble when they get over to the United States.
All I can do is tease this, Mike. The next two cuts are called I Was Robbed by Two Men and Miko, I Want Your Ass.
Wow. Very good. Looking forward to it.
Monday.
Very good.
Got to do it Monday. No time today. Buzz Burbank.
Ready.
Stand by with news. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.